Well, folks, we were in the middle of August here, and we are in Healdsburg, California, Sonoma County, and it is a beautiful day here. I have traveled to a Raffinelli winery, and Shelley Raffinelli is so kind to be sitting here with me, and we're going to talk about Cabernet again. Wonderful Raffinelli Cabernet, a really distinctive wine, and if you're in Healdsburg, you're very lucky to be able to find this in some of the great restaurants. Great to see you again. Let's talk about Cabernet.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And Cabernet is another distinctive wine of yours, Zinfandel, you're known for, but you're known for Cabernet also.
Yes, so that's our second brand. And my dad, I have to attribute my dad for bringing that on in 1983. He added that to our program. And like I said before, he is a grower. He knows these sites, these soils in Dry Creek Valley like no one else. And I feel that we have a great combination of vineyards for our Cabernets. So we've got one a little bit north here of the winery up on a higher elevation, eastern facing. And then the one right here at the winery, which my dad developed in the early 90s. Again, we learned you've got to put Cabernet on these hillsides. That shallow, steep, rocky soil gives you great quality of fruit, great concentration of flavor. And like I was saying, in the 70s, it's all trial and error. They had a lot of Cabernet planted on the valley floor. We were one of them. And the soil there is just way too heavy to produce a premium Cab.
Well, it's very interesting because a memory just popped to me about this hillside out here where we did Cabernet. We did TV from the top of that vineyard once in the spring, and it was an interesting time. I think one of the truck tractors got stuck up there. We had a great time up there, and looking down is, wow, this Cabernet is stressing a little bit at just being there.
Yes, it's a beautiful view from the top of that hillside, but it is a lot steeper than it looked. And again, it goes to show you that to get good quality fruit, it comes down to farming and management. And being on those steep hillsides takes a lot more work. You've got to be careful. A lot of things are done by hand, not by tractor. And I'm very fortunate that my husband's a vineyard manager. He handles all those vineyards and he drives his tractor. So he knows which rows you can go up into and which ones you can turn down into. Because it is. It's very dangerous. So you've got to know what you're doing.
Now, we have the 2018 Cabernet as the current vintage.
This is the 18 Cabernet. We just released it May 1st, officially. Our A-list members received it in March, so they get first dibs on it. Because, again, it's not a huge production. It just comes in at about 3,000 cases. And, again, it definitely exemplifies our style. It's very classic Raffinelli style. No fining, no filtering. It gets 22 months in French oak barrels in the cave. It's bottled, and then we let it sit in the bottle for another 9 months before we even think about releasing it. So we have these two great hillside vineyards that give us great tannin, structure, but then some great fruit. And then we try to capture that all in the bottle and come up with what we think is a really beautiful Cabernet.
And another thing that Raffinelli does that's very distinctive and just a wonderful practice is they take care of the restaurants locally here. You were telling me earlier that your mom does most of the delivery still. It's just this great family winery. People who don't know about it, once they discover it, they want to be here.
Most of what we sell is winery direct. And my mom and dad decided to be an on-premise wine, and they really did start out hand-selecting great accounts, great restaurants. The perfect combination is having your wine at one of these restaurants that has a great wine list, a great chef, and then that personal connection. The restaurants in Healdsburg, you're going to still see my mom delivering to. She knows the kitchens, she knows the chef, she knows the owners. And just having that, it's great, especially for being here in Healdsburg.
Another family, really.
Yes, exactly. Another extension of your family.
And one last thing to mention about Raffinelli that I've noticed is that people probably want you to do lots of cases of these wines, but you've always stayed small within these directions that you're going, and it's really exciting because they are very much try to be the same wines each time.
We're known for our consistency in our style, and I think that's what has gained us such a loyal following. And again, we've always said from the beginning, it's quality over quantity. We made the decision as a family quite a number of years ago that we're not going to grow. We're going to focus on what we do well and keep that going and hopefully, you know, offer that to the next generation if they want to be a part of it. But again, it's quality over quantity.
All right. Well, we're going to share these wines with some great chefs locally, and thank you very much. Let's pour a glass of Cabernet and enjoy some great food. Thank you.
Salute.
Well, folks, we are enjoying the wines of Raffinelli today. And Jen, general manager here at Willie's Seafood and Raw Bar, you have a smile on your face. You just enjoyed some of that Merlot. Now we're moving on to Cabernet.
Yeah, excited to try this. I've never actually had the Raffinelli Cabernet.
Well, we have a treat for you. And actually, have you tried these wines?
This is my first time, actually.
We have some great wines in front of us. And Angie's going to tell us about a couple dishes in front of us here. What do you have to go with the Cabernet?
We got the lamb and the clam strips. The clam strips are nice and fatty. They have a nice richness to them. They have a little shishito peppers, too, to kind of cut through. Yeah, they're really nice, especially this time of year. And then the lamb, it's really rich, earthy, and it'll go nicely with this wine.
It is fantastic. And we actually have the hanger steak. I brought the lamb in from the Merlot, and we have the hanger steak sitting here, too. So tell us about that.
So the hanger steak has a little spicy rub to it. And then just like our lamb, it has a nice cilantro Fresno salad on top with some pine nuts and pepitas to just add a nice nuttiness and really a little richness to it as well.
Because I love those peppers.
Yeah, those shishito peppers are amazing. Definitely worth ordering on their own.
Clam strips, no clam.
That's right. Well, folks, we've enjoyed some great dishes here at Willie's Seafood and Raw Bar, and now we're going to enjoy more of them because the food is on the table, the wines are right here. Thank you very much, Jen. It's a great being here, and I'm here at least a couple times a week.
Yeah, thank you very much. This has been awesome.
All right. Angie, dig in.
I shall. Thanks for sharing your wines with us.